speaking of the sun, we're going to have a double comet flyby of Mercury. We're going to have, well, Ison, Comet Ison is inside the orbit of Mercury right now and is heading for its rendezvous with the sun. But there's also Comet Encke, and it will fly by Mercury, and the date on that is November 18th and 19th. Today is the 15th, so we're talking 3 or 4 days from now.
Yeah, and we're getting X and M class solar flares are coming off these, and it's likely they could set up a series of storms on the sun when the sun grays that will be continuing for months. And each one of these, like this crochet you mentioned, let's talk about that, Anne, because you did some good research on this. This crochet may have triggered off this giant superstorm along with the plasma effects of nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean, because I think that remember, what isotopes do is they strip electrons from surrounding material. That's what all radiation does, basically, whether it's beta particles or neutrons or gamma rays. It strips electrons from living tissue or inorganic matter. That's how they work.
Yeah, well, what happened was a very extremely rare event for the sun. Normally, we're used to coronal mass ejections, which are magnetic filaments that are very intricate and very strong, and they usually come off the sun about the time of a flare. They're not really associated with the flare. The flare will reach Earth in 8 minutes, and it might take 2 or 3 days for the CME to reach Earth. And depending on how fast it travels and where it hits, it can damage the magnetosphere and let in the electrons, which then causes the auroral displays. But what happened right before that storm, before Haiyan formed, was that we had a magnetic crochet. Now, it's like a CME. That is, it's a magnetic burst. It's a burst of magnetism, but the flare carries it. So the flare moves very fast, so the flare carries it to the Earth, and it arrives here with the flare, so in 8 minutes or so. And because it's moving so fast, and because it's in an intense, complex magnetic field, it bursts into the atmosphere, and it creates energy for storms to develop. And that's what happened with this typhoon. Before that
I think you're right on, and I think that combined with the radiation levels, because it's almost like static electricity. If you put a wand in between a Van de Graaff generator and another object, it acts as a conduit for those, and that's what radiation in the oceans do. They act as a conduit. So you have the sun putting out this crochet, you have the radioactive particles creating basically free radicals in the ocean, and they act as a conduit for plasma exchange between the ocean and the ocean floor and the upper atmosphere, causing superstorms. And we're due for more of them. If we have a major radiation release, expect a lot of superstorms if there's CMEs that occur, because you have the combination of those two elements. More though than even the ocean warming, which isn't basically the sun is relatively quiet, which is why in the Atlantic Ocean, where we don't have those events of either the crochet hitting the Atlantic or radioisotopes there yet, we don't have hardly any storms, the least amount of hurricanes we've had in 100 years.
Well, they can tell where the crochet is going to hit, and it could have hit in the Atlantic, but it just didn't. It hit in the Pacific.
That makes sense, and I think it was in the, if you want to call it the tropical zone, where these hurricanes, where this typhoon originated.
Oh, yeah, it hit very close to where that typhoon was originating.
Yeah. Back in a moment.